Last week, the Ohio House okayed the crackdown bill. Backers said the 800 for-profit Ohio storefronts that feel like small gambling and social clubs to some customers should be shut down because the stores are going virtually untaxed and they're not authorized by the Constitution. But now leaders in the Senate have killed the bill for this session. They say with just a couple days left, too many complex issues remain. The chair of the Senate Government Oversight Committee, Bill Coley, warns closing down the storefronts could destroy jobs.
What's that old saying? If it's your job that's lost, it's 100% unemployment. So any Ohioan losing their job, we're concerned at in the General Assembly, and whether it's 6,000 or 60.
Coley also says tight prize limits on the sweepstakes stores might inadvertently mess up well-established big corporate sweepstakes that shouldn't be limited at, say, McDonald's. Coley's a Republican, but the ranking Democrat on his committee is also glad the crackdown is dead for now. Senator Shirley Smith says she's been torn over it.
Betwixt and between. In other words, I'm not on either side right now. Still need more information.
The decision to block the sweepstakes crackdown for now comes after yet another long committee hearing on it. For the second time in a week, Internet Cafe manager Marvin Carroll sobbed as he pleaded, don't take jobs away from cafe workers.
I'm a simple man, Mr. Chairman. I'm here to protect my family, my employees.
Economist J.C. Poindexter testified the Internet cafes do Ohio a favor, employing about 7,000 low-skilled workers.
And so they face difficult employment prospects, this class of workers.
A lobbyist for the storefronts cited a state appeals court ruling that the operations are not illegal gambling. Luther Liggett called a forced shutdown unconstitutional. He said limits only on the small sweepstakes would unfairly bless huge corporate ones.
The Limited, Wendy's, Kroger's, Procter & Gamble.
Opponents of the bill declared, regulate our industry, fine, but don't close us. And key senators appeared to agree with them, at least more than they agreed with industry critics, like Attorney General Mike DeWine. He said the stores should be outlawed because they're making a lot of money offering illegal gambling.
We have estimates that have ranged from the hundreds of millions of dollars to into the over $1 billion.
Cafe operators have insisted they're not selling gambling. They're selling internet time or phone cards. But an enforcement agent said that's just a front. Robert Bolden said an undercover probe of 50 cafes found few customers even mention the cards.
For example, when asked what they were giving the clerk their money for, answers included sweepstakes time, to gamble on the machines, and money to use on the machine.
The internet time and phone cards are a subterfuge, said a Cuyahoga County assistant prosecutor. J.D. May said customers rarely use them.
One individual on his slip had so much internet access time that he alone could not use all his time up for the rest of the year.
But by killing the sweepstakes crackdown for now, senators are signaling they want to hear more from the bill's critics. For example, the mayor of North Ridgeville, David Gillock, he said his city licenses several cafes, and he portrayed as moot the argument that if the cafes are allowed to remain, Ohio will have gambling on every street corner. Gillock noted the state lottery is already everywhere.
It's already on every corner. We have it in gas stations, convenience stores, every tavern or bar. So why eliminate one facet of the industry?
Now, though the state Senate has blocked the sweepstakes crackdown for this session, it's a pretty sure bet the issue will be one of the first things a new legislature debates, starting perhaps as early as January. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.